Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Selena wrote into the show and wants to know if she's the jerk for keeping her winnings after gambling with his money.
I just like how it starts.
Right? She said, hey, Allie and DZ, so I have an am I the jerk question. I recently went down to Pato with my boyfriend.
Wepa.
And before going, I told him I had no money to spend, but I would go with him so he didn't have to go by himself. He gave me $100 to play slot machines with.
That's nice.
Yeah. Well, I ended up winning a total of $1,400.
That's even nicer.
Mm-hmm. He told me to cash out, which I did, but then gave me another $100 to see if I would keep winning on this specific machine.
Huh.
Well, I lost the second $100, but told him that I would give him his $200 back. Am I the jerk for only giving him the $200 he gave me to initially play with?
Mm.
I did try to give him half when we were at Pato and he refused to take it. Instead, he picked a fight with me on the way home saying how ungrateful I am. So, again, am I the jerk?
Wait, what?
What?
So you tried to give him some of the winnings, mm-hmm. but he didn't take it and then told you you were ungrateful? That doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
She said, I gave it. Well, it sounds like she gave him the $200 back he initially gave her.
Right.
Went, here you go, and walked away with $1,200. Okay,
right.
Let's say, or $13.
Whatever.
And she walks away with that.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he was mad then, but so by the time she came around and tried to offer him half, he was already insulted. Or maybe he thought all of it should have been his. I don't know.
No, definitely not. That wasn't your hot hand, my boy.
This is money.
It was all of his money, and without that, she wouldn't have won nothing.
She's saying, I don't know. He picked a fight with me saying how ungrateful I am. Am I the jerk? He was mad she didn't give him all the money.
But what? Why would you give him?
Because it's your money to start with, so you think you're entitled to it? This
no.
is the age-old debate of giving someone money, and they win with it, and then what?
It was the 200 to the 200 was your money. Anything on top was the you just
was
helped
her
win. That was her winnings. It's like you buy somebody a scratch off and a $5 scratch off, whatever, and they win $200 off of it. You want your $5 back? No, you just bought them the scratch off. You don't really care. Had it not been a winner, you wouldn't have asked for anything back.
Some people want it back.
Had she lost the whole 200, he wouldn't have said, "Hey, you owe me 200 now."
True. That's a great argument that, yeah, if she had lost it, he wouldn't have asked for it.
But
so why does he want it all? He wants it all to know that she won it.
But she came up. She came back and she came up and he's going, oh, well, I should have gotten, what, like half or something?
Something. Okay. Selena wants to know if she's the jerk for keeping her winnings after gambling with her dude's money, her boyfriend's money. He gave her 100. She won 1400. He gave her another 100. She lost it. She gave him 200 and they went home and then he got mad.
She didn't even want to go, though, but she went to be there with him.
She didn't want to go.
So technically, I could see how he'd feel like those winnings are his. You just went to support. You supported and won.
He's
now,
in his feelings about the money.
Support him back. Oh, he's definitely in his feelings about the money. I kind of see it. Now thinking about it,
yeah.
I kind of see it. She didn't want to go at all, but said, I'll go with you and just be with you so that you don't feel like you're going to the casino alone. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And then he broke bread with you and let you take some of his money. That technically was his extended hand. You know, you got hot because he gave you 100. Had he not given you 100, you wouldn't have even gotten hot.
Somebody texted in, red flag alert, in all caps. Somebody else said, he sounds jealous, not the jerk. And we all know love is not jealous. This is why I'm divorced.
Money's jealous, though. Boy, money's jealous.
Money is jealous.
Love might not be,
another
but money's
reason
jealous.
I'm divorced. All right.
Boy.
Let's let people call in and keep texting because I want to see what people are going to say all the way down the text. It's yes, jerk, not the jerk. It's all over the place.
It's 50-50 right now?
Ooh, 414-533-1037. Ooh, I cannot wait to read some of these texts next.
Is Selena the jerk for not breaking bread after she wins at the casino?
With his money.
With his money.
He shouldn't give him anything but the 200 back.
Oof.
We'll talk about it next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Selena wants to know if she's the jerk because she went to Pato with her boyfriend. She didn't really, she doesn't like to gamble, but he gave her $100 for a slot machine. She won $1,400.
She didn't even want to go.
No. And then he gave her another $100 and said, well, try this now. She didn't win, but she gave him the $200 back. Then on the way home, she found out he was not happy.
A little salty.
Yeah, so now they're fighting, and she wants to know if she's the jerk for keeping her winnings after gambling with his money.
She ain't even split. Dog, it's all come up for you. You made all profit off this dude.
Emmanuel's calling in Milwaukee this morning. Hey, Emmanuel. Good morning. He's not ready. Put him on hold.
Emmanuel.
I tried this. I was worried he's going to be a wild card.
We knew it.
Let's go to Anthony in Pewaukee. He might not have been ready. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, brother. Good. We're trying to figure it out for Selena. Is she the jerk for not breaking bread with her dude after she hits that Pato?
What do you think?
She is not the jerk. He, however, is the jerk.
Oh.
Yeah. He gave her the money to go. She decided to go with him to Pottawatomie, and she won, and he shouldn't be asking for the money back at all.
Mila texted in and said, this is Mila. I'm triggered. Not the jerk. He's a booty head. Dumb him.
Is it not justified, though? Like, it's almost like keeping that good karma your way.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have had that $1,200 in your pocket had he not given you that $100 to start with.
But that's the entitlement. Like, I gave you the money. It's mine now. Either you need to discuss these beforehand. If anybody hands you money, you need to be like, if I win, is it mine or yours? Let's be clear here.
I just figured they're in a relationship. She was going to break bread. Like, I'm not saying that they're splitting everything 50-50, just because that's clearly not the case. But at the end of the day, that would not have happened without his hunting.
So what do you think? She's a jerk? You think she's a jerk, Anthony?
Anthony said no. Anthony said not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Keep your money. It's your money now.
Exactly.
All right.
Started
it off. Not the jerk. Thanks, Anthony.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Later.
Kayla is calling in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Kayla.
Hi, Allie and Izzy.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
What do we think? A jerk or not the jerk for keeping the money she won with his money?
Be honest.
She's a total, complete jerk.
Yes. Yeah, we needed
this.
Well, I mean, in a relationship, it's a partnership, and you should share everything 50-50.
Well.
But if he gave you his money and said, oh, try to win, I mean, she should definitely share her winnings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, me and my boyfriend do the same thing. If he gives me money, I make sure I play, and then we split the winnings down the middle.
You know, maybe there is something to this, like being in a partnership, and
yes.
Do you think about the other person? Like,
yes.
This might actually just be a sign of how well you're going to be in a partnership and how connected you are or disconnected. And if you're winning and going, it's all mine now.
She's self-serving and selfish.
Versus wanting to make your partner happy and share and do things and share the experience with them. Instead, it's, nope, it's mine. Here you go.
I at least say, I'm glad she recognized that she owed him, quote unquote, $200.
She did.
I'll give you your money back, but now everything that I won is on me. That's where I go, come on, Ma, that's not right. You're being bogus, because had he hit big, I bet you he'd be blowing some of that on you.
Can I ask for an anniversary shout out? Me and my boyfriend are celebrating 3 years.
Congrats, only if you're going to give him all your money and he's going to give you his money. Then yes, you can.
She said they split 50-50.
She did.
50-50.
You know what? Approved. Happy anniversary.
We appreciate you, Kayla.
Bye. Somebody texted in all caps, not the jerk. Once he hands over the money, it's not his anymore. She was nice enough to give him the $200 back.
It's a courtesy, though. It is a courtesy for me, and I'm going, man, you hit big. None of that wouldn't have happened. You didn't even want to go, and now you're saying the money's mine. Selfish.
Not the jerk, as long as she gave him back the $200 investment. That or let your girl keep a decent portion of it, since she did not mention she was broke and use the rest on a date night. That's from our boy DJ Cell. Oh, thanks. See you.
All right,
okay,
DJ.
We see you. All right, so are we going to try one more time, Emmanuel? Emmanuel in Milwaukee. Good morning.
I'm here.
You hear me? Yeah, we got you, Emmanuel.
I was worried.
I want to say one thing. First, she only owed the man $100 because he only gave her the second $100 because she won.
Okay.
It's only $100.
Great point.
I want to go with she's not the jerk because we a team, baby. We winning, right?
Right.
We won.
That's what
we
I was getting at, Emmanuel. If you're a true partnership, you're sharing with your partner. And if you're disconnected, you're not.
Doesn't seem like she's sharing to me, though.
She's not. She's that, which would make her the jerk, which then.
But the way Emmanuel is framing it, going, no, y'all are eventually going to spend that money together either way, no?
Mm-hmm.
Why
exactly.
Why does it matter whose account's it in? Or whose pocket it's in?
Here's a great text. Somebody said, I say, jerk, my mom's boyfriend gives her money sometimes when they play the slots. And when she wins, she gives him half. Not because he asks for it, but because she wants to.
Mm.
And that's kind of where we're at. Like, Selena didn't want to.
She didn't want to.
So it's telling, right?
She didn't want to at all. Bruh, I like it, though. Emmanuel. He said, all right, I said what I said. I said, not the jerk.
He's a working man. He's busy. He had to get back to work.
I ain't mad at him. I ain't mad at all.
So wait, which way are we...
She's not the jerk today.
She's not the jerk.
She's not the jerk today. Listen, Emmanuel said not the jerk. Kayla said jerk, but then Anthony said not the jerk.
Yep.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.